It's time to talk with Matt Sabuto as we go beyond the playbook. Good morning to you, Matt.
Morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, we got the Bills. They're 4-7. We got the Dolphins waiting for the Bills on Sunday. They're 5-6. That's, we always love talking about the Bills and Dolphins, but we also have a big story we have to get into here. And this regards a new study into stadium options for the Bills. What's your initial take?
This is certainly the beginning of a process that will take time, as there's plenty to consider. And at the top of that list is, you know, likely going to be how much it'll cost and how much the public might contribute. And the climate for public money and stadium construction costs has changed pretty dramatically since the last major building boom for stadiums pre-recession in the mid-2000s. Public subsidies have become less popular, while stadium construction costs have almost doubled. On one end of the spectrum, there's Atlanta and Minnesota, where taxpayer dollars covered nearly half of the billion-dollar-plus stadiums recently. On the other end of the spectrum, there's the Jets and Giants Stadium in New Jersey that received no direct public money on its $1.6 billion price tag, and the 49ers' new stadium took in about $114 million of public funds on its $1.2 billion cost. So, you know, I don't see any reason why the Pegulas won't push for the established top end of the public funding spectrum, particularly if any new venue can be multi-use, capable of hosting local and regional youth sports along with other event space. And for this kind of public-private partnership to work based on what they've built at Harbor Center, I suspect the Pegulas and their team recognize that any new venue needs to bring a lot more than just 10 football games per year. And I imagine the state and county will push for the most value while making sure any new lease is as long as possible with strong clawbacks that make it really difficult and expensive for the Bills to relocate. And, you know, again, this doesn't really address the merits of public money or, you know, what decision is best. But given the state's role in other stadium projects in the past and the Bills' $200 million plus payroll tax base and being an immensely popular entertainment amenity, I suspect the state will once again play a role in Buffalo. And we haven't even touched on tailgating culture, pros and cons of renovation versus new build. And I'm sure we'll have plenty of time to unpack all this in the months and potentially even years ahead.
Thanks very much for generating an important conversation, and we look forward to talking about that some more. But let's talk some football and Sunday with the Bills and the Dolphins. What do you expect?
Yeah, 4-7. We're not really talking playoffs, but we're still talking about the Josh Allen watch as he works to develop into the franchise QB who can lead the team for many years into whatever long-term stadium option they choose. And now that he has one game and one win under his belt after returning from injury last week, I'll be looking for some specific measurables. On Sunday, he passed for 160 yards, ran for another 99, giving him 259 yards of total offense. It'd be ideal if that 259 yards of offense is the base he can build on. I'd certainly rather see more of those yards come through the pass than the run. And to do that, going to need to improve on his completion percentage, which was less than 50% last week. And sure, some of that was on receiver drops, but the other component was Allen missing short and intermediate throws that were just simply inaccurate. And his accuracy has been his biggest weakness even through college. But with pro coaching, the expectation is to clean up his mechanics and take another step forward. And to help him, keep an eye on Bill's breakout speedster receiver, Robert Foster, who came seemingly out of nowhere from the practice squad and has put up two consecutive standout games with 105 yards against the Jets, 94 yards last week against the Jaguars. And the matchup certainly is favorable for the offense to take that step forward, as Miami's defense is among the worst in the league, low-lighted by their fourth worst yards allowed per game ranking. And as for the Bills defense, wash, rinse, repeat. Bills offense, or the Dolphins offense rather, they're fifth worst in yards per game and eighth worst in points per game. So the Bills defense should match up well, as they're still ranked among the league's best. So should make for an interesting Sunday.
Absolutely. We look forward to talking with you about it on Monday right here. Thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.